All right, we're broadcasting from Inforum 2019. I've got a gentleman here. He's on the EAM couch, and we're going to be talking a lot about what he does over in Tel Aviv.
Israel.
Right? Israel. And Israel as a whole.
And beacons globally.
Well, man, we're having a great time. It is a wonderful event. We're broadcasting live from the forest, so if you hear some noise in the background, it is just what it is. And, of course, I've got to hold my mic because we're sitting on this couch and looking all great. So let's get going. We're going to be talking to a gentleman by the name of Mir Givon. Did I get that right?
Yes, you did. Pleased to meet you.
Hey, pleased to be meeted. So you having a good conference there, Mir?
Yes, it's very exciting. It's the fourth Inforum that we are attending. Actually, in the first two, we even presented. We were asked to present. Infor is a very exciting company. I think the term of being innovative, even that the company is quite big, is something that I identify with it deeply, because we have been innovative since 2001, bringing value, and we found Infor very compatible with us, and we chose actually Infor.
So, so that I can interrupt real briefly, because you're just a fantastic talker, I want to make sure that you've been a partner with Infor for...
Yes. Since 2008.
Since 2008.
Yes, Gold Partner Plus, three times Partner of the Year. Last year...
See, you always toot your horn.
Last year got from Infor the... EAM, the Innovation in EAM Award, which was quite flattering, but I think it was earned in hard work
right.
And innovation.
Let's for the listeners out there, give us a little background on who you are, what your company's all about, and then what we're going to do is we're going to dive into just like that past, present, future, and what you're trying to address today.
Okay. So myself, I'm 35 years in EAM, in life cycle management of infrastructure assets, started in the Israeli Navy for many years, developed, self-developed legacy systems many generations, and when got to the market, I identified data stream that was procured by Kevin Samuelson in about 2006 by Infor as one of the best of breeds. So I wasn't the only one thinking that. Probably Infor also did that.
Wow.
I manage projects for customers like the Israeli road company, the Israeli railways, the ports, authorities, and looked all the time who are the main players, and the data stream and Infor EAM got my attention dramatically. And in 2008, we decided to go from neutrality to represent, localize, work with Infor EAM, develop the last mile vertical solutions for different industries that were not available. And we created a vast market in Israel for the EAM and for Infor in general, because Infor as a brand was not present in Israel before we did that.
So for your listeners out there, this once again, he's the CEO at Give Solution, Give, that's G-I-V Solutions, did I get that right?
Yes.
So that's Give, G-I-V Solutions. Okay, so now we had a conversation yesterday, Mir, and we spoke... just in general, about what you're doing in Israel as a whole. So
yes.
What was the problem you're trying to solve, and where are you going with that?
It's an excellent question, because...
That's why I get paid the big
yes.
bucks.
I think there is the traditional look on EAM systems as doing maintenance. And actually, what I was maybe one of the first to identify is to look on the life cycle of the asset, to understand that you build a road maybe 3 or 5 years, but you have to maintain and operate it for 100 years. In China, when a bridge is constructed, the contractor has to give warranty for 100 years. and
whoa.
100
a,
years
a, in the contractor contract has to do that?
Has to do. So this is like an essence reached, understanding reached separately from me, but I did it many years ago, and understanding that EIM is much more than maintenance. It is a life cycle. It is focused and can contribute to being a comprehensive management software solution for intensive assets and infrastructure organizations that doesn't do manufacturing. ERP is focused on manufacturing, but there are the service-oriented organizations that use the infrastructure and assets to deliver the service, and they need different solutions. And
they
this
do.
Solution, EIM, is the closest platform. And then if you take this platform and you add and do the last miles for each industry, like campuses, smart city, smart transportation, energy, water companies, all of those are customers of us, and in smart city we became standard in Israel. In smart transportation of infrastructure, we became standard in Israel.
So let me, the question that sort of popped into my head there, Amir, would be, hey, you brought it up. I build a road, and it's whatever, 1990. I don't know, whatever. It's 1990, but things change, and that thing has to be around for 100 years plus.
Yes.
That smart city solution helps to sort of optimize that asset for the long haul.
Yes, EAM as a basis for smart city solutions, as we did, we branded it GiveCity as an add-on to EAM. So we sell EAM licenses with the add-on of the functionality. What it does, it creates allows cities and campuses and neighborhoods that are run as an organization to improve all the time, to look 20 years ahead. We started that in 2013. We have several references. And to improve all the time, because it's a rule-based solution, processes, lean, not manufacturing, lean operations, lean asset management, lean optimization of the allocation of resources to the service activities.
Right.
And in municipality, we have 60 modules that run all the activities, but all of them are using processes, resources, and assets to perform, okay? A mayor is not powerful because he was chosen, and that's all. He is there to deliver the services. With what he delivers the services? With budget, people, and assets. And Info-EAM utilizes that, and if you understand what you are doing, you can make a very lean, efficient, all the time improving system integrated to SCADA, to IoT, to real-time monitoring, integrated now also to machine learning, so things that can be learned automatically will be improved all the time.
So
it's not, it will not be a 100 years frozen solution.
No.
It will be evolving all the time.
Yeah, I see it sort of this evolving entity just sort of,
and changing.
It changes, but you have the ability to be able to do that and to change according to what's happening today.
Exactly.
And tomorrow. And then have that vision for the future and be able to lay that out too as well.
You took exactly the bottom line that we put in our messages, which is to be able to support changes and managerial changes in a timely manner. This is exactly what you don't get with the rigid, more rigid ERP solutions or vendor solution.
No.
Using Info-EAM, using the functionality and the way that we have utilized that, we succeeded. And again, I can talk with you on a reference of a city that, you know, there is always a project manager. The project managers all had a vision. And when the city got live and operational, there were different managers. They were not willing to work as was planned. If it was a regular software, we would say, okay, we cannot open the city, we cannot open the town.
Yep.
We made the adjustments in a timely manner while simulations of the new processes and got live on time. We were enablers to all the organizations that were involved.
And correct me if I'm wrong, the N4EAM product, that technology, allows for a more rapid deployment. It's not, for lack of a better term, it's not a cumbersome, but it's very nimble, for lack of a better term.
Yes, it allows, N4EAM is similar to other advanced solutions which are web-based, can be operated in the cloud, are very flexible, very configurable. So yes, it allows you to do a short time to market.
Yes.
But more important, it allows you to simulate within the design process and make the customer understand what he's going to get in the process. So this reduces risk, increases satisfactions, and okay, I missed the word.
No, that's okay. It's not a problem.
Confidence now, increases confidence.
Yeah,
and then we are able to get 100% success in implementations when success is in a turnkey project, not by hours, which means on time, on budget, with the functionality, and reaching the customer satisfaction and becoming a reference and to visit, a reference to talk to. This is what we do.
See, you spoke of the past, right? You spoke of the past. We've got your present situation. Where do you see all of this going? Put on that future hat. Where do you see it going?
Okay. We are chosen and supported by the Chief Scientist of Israel, the Innovation Authority, for 6 years for innovation. The innovation is not to be on local territory, is to spread the world globally. Infor with us are talking about getting the solutions and what we have done globally, getting them to the cloud, integrating them more and more with IoT, with machine learning, creating fast and vast footprint within different territories. We have already partners and distribution partners that are interested in working with us in China, in India, in Canada, in North America. So we will be working with Infor hand in hand. We are for long sharing our innovation and innovation ideas, and those are part of them introduced into the EAM products. We see ourselves creating like an ERP based on EAM for intensive organizations and service organizations, and then integrating more and more with complementary products that bring value to customers. The value engineering, this is something that we value and use, and actually customers choose us and are willing to pay sometimes 100% more to have the value that we bring vis-a-vis other vendors, competitors.
Right. Okay, so the future's bright. We were, and I'm really intrigued by the deployment of technology and how it will positively impact. We were talking smart city.
Yes.
There's a safety component associated with that.
Yes.
I mean, let's just be candid here. I lived in LA, I lived all over, and sometimes it can be quite a challenge.
So.
But the deployment of technology, there's a beautiful safety component associated.
Yes, within N4EAM there is safety and risk management modules and functionality. N4EAM addresses all the sensitive industries of aerospace and defense and pharma and others. So there is a very high attention about managing safety, but not as a separate entity, but as part of the processes. One of the things that we do, and again, it's the same philosophy of N4EAM, is to look on processes which are going through the organizations, through the enterprise. So For example, when I deal with asset, I'm dealing with the maintenance and budget and finance and logistics and engineering and safety and sustainability all as one. So every single item of data is used for all that, and the processes are taking into consideration that. So we make integration over disciplines, and we make integration over the life cycle, and we make integration financially and operational and maintenance. So we have...
You're entitled to talk. No. It's all good. But what's fascinating is like, each one of those components, Mir, can be quite daunting, meaning it's pretty heavy lifting. But you're the whole spectrum. You're just looking at it from a holistic point of view.
First of all, look at my shoulders. I can lift heavy
weight.
Look
at those shoulders out there. You energizing EAM podcast listeners, those are strong shoulders.
You know, just a funny thing.
Please.
I was in the IT and I studied first and second degree in industrial engineering and information systems in the Technion. And I did my thesis on second degree on using expert systems for shipyard planning. It was in the 1990s. And because I became so expert, they said, okay, now you can run a shipyard. And I was appointed for 3 years to run the Navy shipyards with 1,500 people in 100 different disciplines. And you think about a submarine that is coming, it's wrapped, it's cleaned by sand, and then built again. And the same with warboats or other. I'm one of the few that has experience not only as IT for 30 years, but also on the ground of the maintenance, on the shop floors of the maintenance, in the most complex environments that are possible, and all the disciplines. So this, I think, what made me understand and align and feel very comfortable with those who innovated in 4EAM and DataStream, because probably they came from the same environment. The philosophy is aligned with what I see it.
It's interesting. I'd love to talk to you about building boats. Because they're not just boats.
I'm a sailor
also.
They're
serious boats.
Sailor instructor even.
Because, instructor. I mean, that is something else. Hey, do you have a favorite sports team?
Maccabi Tel Aviv in basketball.
Is it really?
Yes. They were Europe, like aces for several years. They took the championship in Europe.
I love it, man.
New York Knicks.
I love it, man. Well, are you active out there on LinkedIn?
Yes.
So
yes,
if somebody says, hey, man, I got to get a hold of Mr. Mir, he can do that?
Yes, he can do that. And also on the Facebook.
Yeah, you're active on Facebook too?
Yes, and
of course
in our website, www.giv-solutions.com.
That's right. That's www.giv-solutions.com. This is Mir Givon. Givon?
Yes.
Did I say it right?
Yes.
Oh, you're awesome, man.
Yes.
You're awesome. So go out there, find out more. You listeners out there, you're listening to Energizing EAM. We're broadcasting from Inform 2019. Thank you very much for joining, and thank you.
Thank you.
Really appreciate your time, man. You got a wealth of knowledge, man. You know I'll be right here at the whole time.
You invite me next time you want to hear harmonica. And
we get time if you want to bring them in. After.
Oh, it's here, but
You
know, I'm in. You probably understood that. Just a minute. I love masterpieces, so we tell our customers gave like a gift the Tchaikovsky Nutcrackers. Why?
Uh-huh.
Because Nutcracker is a tool and is an operator. In 4EAM is the tool, Give Solutions the operator. We crack nuts. Everything that is uncrackable for others, we crack it. This is our
This is
our record.
That's
right. Nutcrackers.
So it's not on your business
give
card
within
as I look 4 at
your,
as I look at your business cards, you don't have that little tagline, we crack nuts on it.
No, but we have it in presentations.
You better do it. Well, thank you very much. Thank you for joining Energizing EAM Podcast. Oh, what's that?
A harmonica. But you don't have time.
What's that? No. We're gonna
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Let's do it. Hold it. Okay, I'm gonna taper off.
It's a masterpiece. We do masterpieces.
I gotta taper off. Do it. No, you gotta clap for that one, man. That is awesome.
Thank you. This is how you bring value to your customers, guys.
Oh, you are awesome. I can't believe it. Thank you for that. That's beautiful.
Guys, Scott.
Yeah.
Clap for Scott because he is a very good fellow. I didn't practice. Okay. I apologize for the fuse leads.
That is fantastic, man. Ladies and gentlemen, you listeners out there energizing EAM, that is... Oh, man. I'm telling you right now, you've set the standard. There's nobody else in the world. I don't know. You know I'm going to refer to you the whole time during the podcast.
We do that all the time. Come visit Israel, really. Come visit our customers. See our references. I will bring you meat. Very interesting people.
You're awesome. Well, thank you very much, and thank you for joining Energizing EAM.
Am I free?
You're free, baby. You are free.
You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.
Thank you very much for joining the Energizing EAM Podcast. His name is Mir Gavon. He is a spectacular harmonica player, as well as a professional in the EAM space. All over Israel, we're talking smart city. You got to reach out to that guy. He's got some great, great skills. He knows exactly what to do. That is Mir, MEIRGIVON. And he's with GIV Solutions, and he's cracking nuts. That's what his interview said. So I'm just mimicking that. All right, go out to industrialtalk.com/info-EAM. Find out more about Mir. Also, get that toolkit, EAM toolkit, 7 must-have EAM reports. 1 month free of Industrial Academy, plus a discount there. And we're building an effective industrial sales and marketing platform that is also available to you as a webinar. So anyway, be bold, be brave, dare greatly. And, you know, change the world. That's what we're all about on Energizing EAM Podcast. I'm telling you, man, it's an exciting time to be in the business of industry. So thank you again, and we will be back with another great interview. So stay tuned.